harvesting fuel after the corn is out. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America, brought to you by Claus. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Claus dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. There's a ton of useful material left behind the combine. Actually, it's millions of tons, and we'll talk more about how it may be harvested and used coming up. Much of the crop residue left in the field comes in handy as nutrients and cover in minimum tillage systems, but not all of it needs to be left behind. Iowa State University Ag Engineering Specialist Matt Darr has some interesting numbers about the logistics necessary to harvest corn stover for biomass fuel production.
Yeah, when you think about corn stover production, and we typically talk about a 25 to 30 million gallon per year plant, so it's a reasonably sized ethanol plant. In general, it's about 300 tractors per year. You're talking about 25,000 semi-trucks per year. So it's a pretty major investment in logistics, but one that returns quite a bit of value when you're getting 75 to 80 gallons of ethanol per ton of material produced.
To support a 25 to 30 million gallon plant also takes plenty of stover.
It's about 900,000 to a million bales per year. The exciting part is with a high efficiency car, you can get about 1,000 miles of drive time from one specific bale. But it's something that we hope to continue to reduce with increased bale densities and look for optimization opportunities.
In other words, more miles per bale of stover. Darr says determining specific production costs for corn stover-based ethanol is tough to do, but he has good news about them.
Costs have reduced significantly in the last 4 years just through good supply chain optimization and a lean approach towards making baled material for corn stover feedstocks, as well as bringing in some new technology like big data and telematics as needed to drive better solutions. So today, we're about a 40% reduction over where we were just 4 years ago, which is substantial.
Several facilities produce ethanol on a pilot scale right now, but both Powat and DuPont plan to be producing on a commercial scale this year. Darr thinks they're onto something.
And knowing the science behind it, there's an extreme level of confidence that this will work and that there's been a lot of innovation into helping drive solutions to make it sustainable, both economically and environmentally. And I think it's going to be real positive for the Midwest over the next 30, 40 years.
Darr says there's baling equipment intended for dual use, hay and forage handling, as well as stover harvesting. But he says there's an investment being made by equipment makers in the next generation of harvesting machinery available as the market develops for it. Matt Darr is an associate professor in the Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State University. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America.